afternoon, and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, on South Prospect Street in Marion, Ohio, broadcasting live, ready to go for another show here in Air Chair One. Well, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Well, not anymore. Fortunately, most of the snow is melting off. Isn't that great? We'll get right back to spring. My weather app says that by next Tuesday, it's going to be a high of 79. So, folks, good weather is coming. So, take heart. Don't get too worried about it because, hey, I think spring is actually here. We just had a bit of a setback, didn't we? Absolutely. Well, we are here with all of our usual antics here, and as usual, the callers are the stars of the show, and we have trivia. Today, we're giving away a $10 gift card to Little Caesars Pizza Pizza. That's right. You can go to Little Caesars and get yourself a pizza and some crazy bread. How does that sound? Yes, indeed. So that's what we're giving away this afternoon at 4:55, and all you'll need to do for a chance to win is call in and answer one of my trivia questions. I will then put you in a drawing, and then at 4:55 this afternoon, we will shuffle up the names and pick a winner. All right, that's how that will work. Well, how was your weekend? Hope you had a good weekend. The wife and I did. We went down to Columbus Way and ate at a place called BD's Mongolian Barbecue. And you go through the line, they give you a bowl, you go through the line, and everything is raw. Raw meat, raw vegetables, so you put everything in a bowl, and then you get to the end, and you pick your sauces, and then you place them over, and they fry them up for you. Now, used to, before COVID, you could stand there and watch them fry your food. Well, now you have to go back to your seat, and they bring the bowl back to you. Actually, it's on a plate by then. But anyways, so we the wife and I are going along, and we're putting our stuff in the plate, you know, and getting everything we want. And my plate's pretty heaping pretty full. When we get to the end, we pick our sauces, and I'm having a little trouble carrying everything because you can get up to three sauces. Well, I got two sauces in these little bowls. Well, all at once, I lost one of the sauces, and it went splash all over the floor and all over my wife, Amber, and it just got all over her clothes and just everything, and then I didn't notice until later it got all over my jeans and shoes, and it just made a big mess, and we had some shopping to do afterwards, and there wasn't really any good way to clean ourselves up, so we just went around with stained clothes. We had honey barbecue sauce all over our clothes. But anyhow, we had a great time, and the Mongolian barbecue was really good. From a 1 to 5, I'd give it a 5. It was really tasty and really good. The service was fantastic. And as a bonus, they even had Diet Mountain Dew. All right, so that was great. It was down on Sawmill Road, and if you ever get a chance to check out BD's Mongolian Barbecue, it's pretty good. We went up after that to the Tuttle Crossing Mall, and walked around there, and that was pretty neat as well. So we had ourselves a nice, fun weekend, and like I said, hope you did too. Well, I have some offbeat fast facts for you, then we'll get to the trivia. How does that sound? Sound good? All right, offbeat fast facts. Some cats are allergic to humans. I'm kind of allergic to cats, but yes, some cats are allergic to humans. The tiny pockets in jeans were made for pocket watches. Ants won't cross a chalk line. Mangoes are related to cashews and pistachios. Banana trees are actually herbs. Donut towns are towns that are completely surrounded by other towns. Both green and black tea come from leaves of the same tree. The bee hummingbird weighs less than a penny. The Hawaiian alphabet has only 12 letters. And finally, a ball of glass will bounce higher than a ball of rubber of the same size. There you go. That's your Offbeat Fast Facts as we get started on the program today on Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond, your host in Air Chair 1. Glad you are here. All right. Our telephone number is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Giving away a $10 Little Caesars gift card. All you need to do for a chance to win is answer one of my trivia questions. I'll put you in the drawing for a chance to win. Here's the first trivia question. What is the oldest baseball stadium in use in Major League Baseball? What is the oldest baseball stadium in use in Major League Baseball? What did Levi Strauss get a patent to make in 1873? What did Levi Strauss get a patent to make in 1873? In 1997, the Sojourner rover sent back the first images from the surface of which planet? In 1997, the Sojourner rover sent back the first images from the surface of which planet? We have our first caller ringing our line. Let's go to the phones. And hi, we're on the air. Hello.
Fenway Park.
Fenway Park is a correct answer. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Is this my buddy, Mr. Noah?
Yes.
Well, Noah, what have you been up to today?
Just eating macaroni and cheese. And drinking pop.
Drinking pop? Did you say you were eating macaroni and cheese?
Yeah, I'm playing Call of Duty in real life with Rookie.
All right. Playing Call of Duty, huh? Do you like... In real life. All right. You like playing that?
Yeah.
Is that a lot of fun? Are you good at it?
Yeah.
All right. Sounds
except
good.
Except for dying, running over.
Okay. All right. Well, it's probably... Is it too cold to go outside today?
Yes.
Yes, did you get snow down there?
Yep, but it melted all away.
It melted all away. It'll be getting back to spring, right?
Yep.
Yep. All right, Noah. Well, thanks for calling, and you have a good night now, all right?
All right.
All right. We'll talk to you next time, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Alrighty, first call of the day, Mr. Noah. Fenway Park is a correct answer. What is the name of the space telescope that was launched on April 24, 1990 and began taking pictures of the universe? It's a famous telescope. Everybody probably has heard of this one. What is the name of the space telescope that was launched on April 24, 1990 and began taking pictures of the universe? 740-383-9944 is my number. Hi, we're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How about you? The first images were from the moon.
First images are from the moon and Mars. Either one is a correct answer.
Okay.
Well, how are you doing today, Miss Becky?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good, good. We're glad to get this snow out of the way, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Yes, this late snow kind of threw us off for a little bit of a loop, didn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It sure did.
Yeah, I think I got about 3 inches down in Waldo.
I think we got about the same here, about 3 inches.
Yeah, boy, oh boy, that was definitely plenty, and early on the roads were a little bit slushy, I think.
Were they?
Yeah. But coming to the station here, everything was clear, so I was glad of that.
Well, I let our little toy palms out in the yard, and there's clear, snow's clear up to their bellies.
Oh, wow, yeah.
our little girl, she loves to roll in it. She'll go out and roll in the snow until she's covered with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she loves the snow.
Yeah. Well, this will maybe be the last we see until next season, right?
I hope so.
Yes, indeed. So. Keep our fingers crossed for better weather.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call, and I'll get you signed up, okay?
Okay. I'll talk to you later. You have a good day now, mate.
Hey, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, according to the popular legend, how was the Great Chicago Fire started? According to popular legend, how was the Great Chicago Fire started? Kind of an interesting answer there. Which three numbers are used as the area code in telephone numbers in movies, but not really real telephone numbers? Can you tell me that? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, the Levi Strauss question. Was that jeans?
That's jeans. Yep. That is a correct answer on that. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. How you doing?
Doing good. And is this Scott?
Yes, it is.
Hey, I got you this week.
Yes, you did.
All right. Well, how's your day going?
Oh, I'm doing best can be expected for what I got to deal with.
All right, yeah. Yeah, that snow out there was kind of something else, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is Ohio, so you got to expect that.
Yep, you never know what you're going to get when it comes to Ohio, do we?
Nope. You don't like it, wait 10 minutes, you'll get something else.
That's right. It's one day you'll be mowing, the next day you'll be shoveling snow.
And that's about the size of it.
Or mowing snow, one of the two.
Yeah. Put a plow on the front of your tractor and you can do both.
Hey, there you go. Take care of it like that, absolutely.
Plow and mow all at the same time, man. That's the way to do it.
That's the way to do it, for sure. All right, Mr. Scott, I got you signed up for a chance to win. I appreciate the phone call, and I thank you so much for listening.
Oh, yeah. I love listening to you guys' radio station.
Well, thanks for keeping us on. That means a lot to us.
Have a good one.
Hey, you too. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. All righty. Our lines are open for a chance to win a Little Caesars gift card today by answering one of our trivia questions as the calls come in. This afternoon, we'll take another one right here. Hi, we're on the air.
Hubble.
Hubble is the name of the space telescope that was launched in 1990. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Now, what have you been doing today?
Doing school and on my phone and with Whitehead in the doodle.
All right. So you've been keeping busy today, I'll bet, haven't you?
Yeah.
You probably haven't been outside today, though, because it's too cold, right?
Yeah, there's a wind.
Yeah, it's a little bit windy, isn't it?
Yep.
For sure. All right, Mr. Lucas, well, you keep doing good in school, and I'm sure you probably get good grades, and I'll get you signed up for a chance to win, okay?
Okay,
thanks for calling and listening. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 4:32 is the time as we roll right along on Offbeat News and Trivia, and trivia is what we're doing right now. Sudden exposure to what causes between 10 and 30% of the population to sneeze? And I'll tell you what, I used to work for Walmart, and I'd go in early in the morning, and going from that darkness into that bright light, I would sneeze about every time. Sudden exposure to what causes between 10 and 30% of the population to sneeze? What is it? Hi, we're on the air.
How's it going today?
Hey, I'm doing good, Ralph. How are you?
Oh, sitting here looking out the door.
Yep, sitting looking out the door is about the extent of it, for sure.
That's for sure. I'd say and watch how quick that snow melted down today. It was crazy.
Oh, I know. It was, at my place, it was just dripping off those trees.
Yeah. Just like big snow showers.
It was. I was cleaning off my car, and it was coming down on me like it was still snowing, but the skies were clear.
Yeah, for sure. But was that the cow kicked the lantern over for the Chicago Fire?
Right. Yep. Cow kicked over the lantern, according to legend.
Yeah, that's what I remembered, all that crap.
Right. Yep. That's what they always said. I'm not even sure what they said really happened, but I always heard that was the legend anyways.
Yeah, that's what I heard, but I didn't know any more than that, so
yeah.
Just memory.
Yeah, I'm with you right there. I'm not sure the exact fact on that. Maybe someday I'll look it up, see
right,
if I can find
let
out.
Us know.
Yeah, somebody know, call in, right?
Yeah, just let us know.
Let us know.
Yeah.
So, your driveway and sidewalk probably melted off, so you didn't have to shovel, probably, right?
Well, I told her it was funny that the road just looked normal, but the yard was so much snow like it was. I said it was crazy. I mean, you know, because the railings and stuff on the deck and things are just piled high, and the dog's bellies were dragging in the snow. And I said, but I didn't realize it got that much here, but. I heard Scott this morning like it was a trace and not that much up there, so it was kind of weird.
Yeah. Down in Waldo, we got about 3 inches, but
yeah, they say Mansfield got five and a half, something like that.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Well, they're in that snow belt, too, so.
Yeah. Well, they can have it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we'll kick back out of here and let somebody else get in, and you have a super day now.
Hey,
we'll
you too.
You
hey, always good to talk to you. Thank you.
Yeah, same here, Nate.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. What does the video game character Pac-Man eat? What does the video game character Pac-Man eat? In which state could you find a giant statue of a buttered baked potato in front of a museum? In which state could you find a giant statue of a buttered baked potato in front of a museum? When bees visit flowers, what do they eat and later turn into honey? When bees visit flowers, what do they eat and later turn into honey? Hi, we're on the air.
Power pellets.
What was it one more time?
Power pellets.
Power pellets is right. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. And is this Miss Allison?
Yes.
Now, what have you been up to today, Miss Allison?
Nothing.
Nothing much? Doing some schoolwork?
Yeah.
What's your favorite subject that you study?
Art.
Art. All right. You like to draw.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing to draw? Do you like to draw people or flowers or?
I don't really know.
No, just you like art. Well, that's good. That's a good thing to like, Miss Allison. Well, I'll get you signed up for this Little Caesars gift card, okay?
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling, and you have a good evening now, all right?
All right.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. 4:37 is the time. 107.1 FM WWGH Radio. Thanks for tuning in this afternoon. What is the name of a common fried dough treat found at amusement parks in the United States? What is the name of a common fried dough treat found at amusement parks in the United States? Hi, we're on the air. Oh, you cut out. What was it? What was it one more time?
Nectar.
Nectar, right. That's correct. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. How's your day going?
Pretty good.
Good. Have you been staying inside today since it's kind of a wintry day?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't like the cold at all.
Yeah. You didn't have to plow snow, though, did you?
No, we just had a little dusting.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Yeah, that was enough, right?
Yeah, too much.
Yeah. So you've been keeping everybody in line down there?
Trying.
Yeah, and I bet you that's a full-time job, right?
Yeah.
That's what they pay you for, right? Not really, right?
If only I got paid for it.
Yeah, if only you got paid for it. If they paid you what you were worth, you'd be a couple million dollars at least, right?
Yeah.
All right, Miss Ashley, I'll get you signed up for this pizza gift card, all right?
All right, sounds good.
Hey, thanks for calling and listening. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Hey, good to talk to you.
Yep, bye.
Bye-bye. All righty, you are listening to 107.1 FM WWGH Radio on this Wednesday, April the 21st. Yes, snow on April the 20th into the 21st. Can you believe it? Oh, the weatherman sends us the most interesting weather, don't they? Boy, oh boy. Old to be the weatherman today. Poor Zach Fuller. No, Zach just reports what they tell him. Zach does a good job for us, doesn't he? Keeping us all up to date on the weather forecast. All right, we got another call coming in. Let's see who's on the phone line now. Hi, we're on the air.
Is it an elephant ear?
Yes, an elephant ear. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing good. You staying busy?
Oh, yeah.
I bet. Yes, indeed. Staying busy on this winter-like day, right?
Yeah, that's right.
What's that?
Did you ask who this is?
Oh, no, I just said you're probably staying busy on this winter-type day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The show must go on.
Yeah, that's right. No, I know this is Sarah.
Oh, okay, I'm getting to be predictable, huh?
Oh, that, you know what? One of our regulars, and we love it. You're one of the stars of the show.
Oh, okay. Well, have a good show.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. 20 minutes until the top of the hour and the end of the program, right? 20 more minutes left in the program here at WWGH Radio. And we've got some offbeat news to turn to. Those are the trivia questions I've got for right now. And a nice bundle of calls to start the show there and to sign up for this Little Caesars gift card. And if the phone ring-a-ding-dings again, hey, we'll take the call. But first of all, check out this home that is for sale. A home for sale in New Mexico is gaining attention online after the current owner spent 21 years filling the interior with spaceship-inspired decor. Martin Greggio said he wasn't satisfied with the paint job he was doing on the Albuquerque home when he first moved in 2 decades ago, so he redesigned a wall and fireplace after an imagined spaceship. He says, "It's kind of like the edge of a cave. I thought of myself in the universe someplace on another asteroid or something." Greggio said he then spent the ensuing years filling the home with 3D murals and other space-inspired decorations, including a high-tech kitchen. "I would think that people are fascinated with something new, something created by somebody that they've never seen before. And once again, when I was building it, I didn't even know what I was creating," Greggio said. They said the entering the house is akin to walking into a museum. So if you'd like a museum house, they never mentioned how much he was selling it for, but it's in New Mexico. So if you'd like a spaceship home in New Mexico, there you go. Police in Ireland said a lost lamb found wandering loose in a roadway spent the night in jail before being reunited with its owners. You know why he spent the night in jail? This little lamb? Because he was bad. Sorry, I had to throw that in there. The Garda, Ireland's national police force, said officers were called to a street in Clonmel, Tipperary, where drivers reported seeing a lamb wandering solo in the road. The lamb was rounded up, and the Garda tweeted photos of the animal spending the night in a jail cell while officers worked to identify its owners. Police said the lamb was returned to its owner the next morning. A pair of Idaho men, yes, this is our usual guy, reclaimed a Guinness World Record when one of them caught 107 tennis balls in an oversized bucket placed on his head in 1 minute. David Rush, who has broken many world records, way over 150 now, I'm not sure the exact amount, he caught the tennis balls thrown by frequent collaborator Jonathan Hollywood Hannon. The men previously set the record at 98 catches in 1 minute, but their total was beaten by another team who managed 102 catches. Rush and Hannon reclaimed the record with 107 catches. Rush credited Hannon's ambidextrous throwing abilities with helping them reach such a high number. Listen, we have an emergency squad passing by the studio. Can you hear it? Yes, indeed. Makes for good live radio here at WWGH Radio down here on South Prospect Street. It is time for On This Day in History, April the 21st, 1856. The Mississippi River was crossed by a rail train for the first time. 1862, the U.S. Congress established the U.S. Mint in Denver, Colorado. 1865, U.S. President Abraham Lincoln's funeral train left Washington. 1892, the first buffalo was born in Golden Gate Park. 1898, the Spanish-American War began. 1914, U.S. Marines occupied Veracruz, Mexico. The troops stayed for 6 months. 1916, Bill Carlisle, the infamous last train robber, robbed the train in Hanna, Wyoming. 1940, Take It or Leave It premiered on CBS Radio. 1943, U.S. President Franklin Roosevelt announced that several Doolittle pilots had been executed by the Japanese. 1956, Leonard Ross, age 10, became the youngest prize winner on The Big Surprise. He won $100,000. Wow. April the 21st, 1959, Alf Dean caught a 16-foot, 10-inch white shark that weighed 2,664 pounds. At the time, it was the largest catch with a rod and reel. 1960, Brasilia became the capital of Brazil. And finally, in 1961, the French army revolted in Algeria. And that's what happened on this day in history, April the 21st. Now, you, my friends, are up to date. I want to say thank you to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Mark and the gang, hey, they'll take care of you down there. And they are just about five or six houses down, their business is, from my place. So I frequent them quite a bit for oil changes and any sort of repair. My GMC Terrain often needs looked at, so I'm taking that down there quite a bit. And he's always looking at my Terrain and getting me back on the road. So Waldo Tire and Automotive, 740-726-2155. For your automotive repair needs. When you get a chance, check out my website. It's radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. And, of course, we're streaming online at wwgh1071.com. That's wwgh1071.com. You can listen to this program later as well by clicking on the show archives on the menu at the website there. So check that out at wwgh1071.com. My email address, radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. We've got a few minutes until we do the drawing. Let's see if we can get a couple more trivia questions answered here at 740-383-9944. All you need to do for a chance to win my $10 Little Caesars gift card, my Little Caesars dollar gift card, can be your Little Caesars gift card. If you call and answer a trivia question, we'll put you in our drawing. And coming up at 4:55, my goodness, we will pick a winner. Okay, we'll shuffle the names up. We never know who's going to win each week. Which three numbers are used as the area code in telephone numbers in movies, but not in real telephone numbers? You always hear them say blank, blank, blank in movies. All right, it's always the same number. So, but not a real telephone number. Sudden exposure to what causes between 10 and 30% of the population to sneeze? Sudden exposure to what causes between 10 and 30% of the population to sneeze? And we have another phone call coming in right now. Hi, we're on the air.
Yes, area code is 555.
Yes, indeed. 555. Well, how are you doing, Mr. David Avery?
Not doing too bad.
Well, that's good. What did you think of the weather?
I didn't like it.
I didn't like it either. No, it's supposed to snow on Christmas, and that's it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for it. I saw that it was coming and knew that it was coming, and when it came, I thought, oh, man.
Yeah.
But up here it melted off pretty good. How about you?
It did down here too. We only had about, oh, maybe an inch in the grass.
Now we've got some soggy ground to deal with, don't we?
Right.
We've got some puddles laying around. Well, it'll give us a little break from having to mow grass anyhow, won't it?
Yeah.
We won't be able to get out there on that soggy ground for a little bit anyway.
Yeah.
Right. All right, well, thank you for calling. It's always good to talk to you.
Yep, always good to talk to you.
And I'll get you signed up for some pizza, okay?
All right.
All right, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we got 5 minutes left in the program. You know, we haven't heard from Bob today, come to think of it. As a matter of fact, hey, in which state could you find a giant statue of a buttered baked potato in front of a museum? In which state could you find a giant statue of a buttered baked potato in front of a museum? This state is known for their potatoes. All right, here's some trivia questions I haven't gotten to yet. Which baseball slugger hit his record-breaking 756th home run in 2007 while playing for the San Francisco Giants? Which baseball slugger hit his record-breaking 756th career home run in 2007 while playing for the San Francisco Giants? Can you tell me that? Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, Nate, I finally got through.
Bob, there you are. How are you?
I'm here. Are you looking for the state of Idaho?
Yes, I'm looking for the state of Idaho.
That's what I'm going to get through, but I'm going to get through.
Yes, sir. Well, yes. The state of Idaho is known for potatoes. Do you like a good baked potato?
Yes, I like a good baked potato.
Oh, yeah.
With salt and butter.
Oh, boy. You talk about good stuff. That sure is.
Right.
So what are you having for supper tonight?
Well, I'm not cooking. My grandson is cooking. And he's making fish and macaroni and cheese.
Fish and macaroni and cheese.
Yep. And then I'm going to put on lettuce, tomato, and cottage cheese or salad.
Oh yeah, boy, that sounds good, Bob. You're eating good tonight.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, and he's doing the rest of it.
All right, well, that's nice. He's cooking for you.
Yeah, give me a break.
Yeah, giving you a little break, right?
Yeah. All right, so I'll get off and let somebody else get in real quick.
All right, Bob, thanks for calling.
All right, yeah, have a good
one. Hey, you too. Good to talk to you.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right, 4:53 is the time. We've heard from most of our regulars today. Let's see. Oh, Ernie. Yeah, we haven't heard from Ernie today. He's one of our regular callers as well. He's probably busy. Ralph and Becky, of course. Sarah, David, Ashley, Allison. Of course, Ralph, I said, Lucas, heard from Scott, Becky, Noah, and, Lee out there, too. He's sort of becoming one of our regulars, too, Ernie and Lee out there, too. So, anyhow, we love hearing from all of our regulars and love to hear from some new ones, too, if you'd like to call and answer one of my trivia questions here. Get signed up for a chance to win this Little Caesars gift card, and you can go out there and get yourself a pizza and some crazy bread. That's a crazy name, isn't it? Crazy Bread. Okay, here we go with some trivia questions that I haven't gotten to yet. In which racing car series did Richard Petty win 200 races, the most of any driver? In which racing car series did Richard Petty win 200 races, the most of any driver? How many players make up an official indoor volleyball team? How many players make up an official indoor volleyball team? What is the name of the hairdo for women that was popular in the 60s? Maybe the 70s, too. I don't know. What is the name of the hairdo for women that was popular in the 60s? All right, and finally, if someone in the 1990s said, "You're all that in a bag of chips," what did they mean? Can you tell me that one? And that's our trivia questions for today. And that brings us up to 4:55. And so that means it's time to find out who is going to be the lucky winner of this Little Caesars gift card. And so we will shuffle our names up here and find out who will be the winner for today. All right. We got all of our names here. Thanks to everybody that phoned in. We do appreciate it. Hey, let's get one more call in, shall we? They're sneaking in here. Let's get them. Hi, we're on the air.
Oh, you're all that in a bag of chips means you're special.
Right. That's exactly right. How are you today?
Good.
Good. And who's this? We'll get you signed up here.
David.
David? All right, David. What's your last name? We have a David that I already called. I don't want to mix the two of them up.
I'm Leister. Luyster.
Okay, all right.
Hey, can I answer another question?
Yeah, sure.
I know one of them was Barry Bonds is the over 700 home runs.
Yes, that's correct. Right, Barry Bonds.
All right, I won't hog any more answers.
Hey, that's all right.
I know a couple of other ones, too.
Hey, it's good to talk to you.
All right.
Appreciate you being out there. Thank you. All right, let's shuffle the names and find out who the winner is going to be today. Get everybody in the mix here. And we have ourselves a winner. Let's see who it is. I'll turn it over so I can see the winner of the $10 Little Caesars gift card goes to Lucas. Lucas, congratulations. You win $10, Little Caesars. You can get yourself some pizza, some crazy bread, or whatever it is you'd like to have. So we will get this sent out in the mail to you, and that's how we do it. And we send it out to the folks, so you don't have to come to the studio here with COVID and everything like that. We just send it through the mail, because that's easy. It's easier to send a gift card through the mail. So I like to be able to do that. And so we just take care of that here on Offbeat News and Trivia. We're here every Wednesday from 4:15 until 5 o'clock. And we have just enough time for our Ladies' Corner. And we have a recipe for today that sounds really good. Microwave Rocky Road Brownie Recipe. Terrible for you if you're on Weight Watchers like me. But we could have a little bit, you know, a little bit for a few points, right? Microwave Rocky Road Brownie Recipe. You can find this on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook. Here's what you need. 1/2 cup of butter or margarine. 1 package, 4 ounces of Baker's semi-sweet chocolate divided, 2/3 cup of sugar, 2 eggs, 1/2 cup of flour, 1/2 cup sliced almonds, toasted, divided, 1 cup jet-puffed miniature marshmallows. Here's how to make it. Microwave butter and 3 ounces of chocolate in 8-inch square microwavable dish on high 1 minute or until chocolate is completely melted and mixture is well blended, stirring after 30 seconds. Stir in sugar and eggs. Add flour and 1/2 the nuts. Mix well. Scrape down sides of dish. Smooth top. Microwave 4 minutes. Top with marshmallows. Microwave 30 seconds. Meanwhile, chop remaining chocolate. Sprinkle chopped chocolate and remaining nuts over warm brownies and cool slightly. And there you have Microwave Rocky Road Brownie Recipe. Again, you can find this on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate in the Facebook. Hit the follow button while you're there. If you would, I would appreciate it. And you can follow all the recipes every week. And I put out some interesting facts and things. We'll be here next Wednesday from 4:15 until 5 o'clock. My website, radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. I'll talk to you later.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for podcasts.